Foxton Readers, Level 3, Following the Track, by Steve Martin. Read by Rick Romero. Copyright Foxton Books, 2022. Chapter 1. It was a cold, grey January morning. Detective John Stones got out of his car and hurried into the police station. He saw Bill Watson and shook hands with him. He had known Bill for a long time. He was a good friend.
"Good morning, Bill. Has it been a quiet night?" asked Detective Stones.
"Yes, John. I think all of Escombe's criminals stayed at home last night. I don't think they like cold weather," said Bill.
Detective Stones laughed.
"Well, I hope it stays quiet today. I have a lot of paperwork to do," the detective said, and walked upstairs to his office.
Escombe Police Station was an ugly, old building, but he loved it. It felt like home to him. He had spent his whole career here. He had started at the station 25 years ago, when he was only 21 years old. He was a young, trainee police officer then, and didn't know anything. He loved the job and worked hard. He learned about police work. He also learned about Escombe and its people. After a few years, he took his exams and became a detective. At first, he worked on smaller crimes. Now, he was the station's most experienced detective. He was in charge of all the murder investigations. Everyone knew Detective Stones. In the last 10 years, he had solved every single murder in the city of Escombe. Not one murderer had escaped. He was very proud of his record. The detective had a quiet morning. He did not like paperwork, but it was an important part of the job. He sat in front of his computer and wrote his reports. After 4 hours, he was very bored. He decided it was time for lunch. He picked up his coat and walked towards the office door. That was when the telephone rang. It was his boss.
"John, someone has found a body. I need you to go and investigate," said his boss.
Detective John Stones sighed. He knew the day was too quiet. Escombe was a large, busy city. There were always problems somewhere.
"What happened?" he asked.
He was pleased, really. He was always excited when he had a new job. This was why he became a police officer. He wanted to investigate crimes and catch criminals.
"I don't know much about it," said his boss. "A railway engineer rang the police. His job is to check the railway track. He was walking along the track this morning. He reached an area just outside the town. It's an area with lots of bushes and long grass next to the track. He saw a hand sticking out of the long grass. He went to look, and there was a man's body."
"I see." Detective Stones was thinking. It's a strange place for a murder. Perhaps it was an accident. Perhaps a train hit the man.
You're probably right, answered his boss. But I need you to go there and check.
Detective Stones left the office and walked downstairs to his car. He didn't hurry. He had been a murder detective for a long time. This did not seem like a murder. Why would the murderer and the victim be next to the railway track at night? If the murder happened somewhere else, why did the murderer leave the body by the track? Why not hide it? Trains often hit people. Sometimes they stood in front of the train deliberately. Sometimes it was an accident. People walked across the track at night. They didn't understand how quickly the trains traveled. It probably wasn't a murder, but Detective Stones didn't mind, because he could leave the office and the paperwork.